The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
To where I was before the competition, I wanted to speak to Matthew Gilson and James Nelson and Daryl Simpson, they being the Celtic tenors, and I wanted an answer to a question that I was trying to ask during the ad break, but then the show came back on, which is, who do you play to in Utah and New Mexico? The reason I'm asking this is the guys have done all 40, have performed in all 48 of the states of the United States of America, the contiguous US. I could see there being a big Irish audience in New York and Boston, maybe LA.
Yeah, it's funny. We were just as surprised as you were. And it's not the Irish diaspora. It's people just come for a show. So the level of shows that we were doing, you have these guys called presenters, and they're associated with venues, and they are normally are trusted by their community to provide a good show. So they have not necessarily heard of us the first time we go, but second time round they come and see us, and they just like our songs. And yeah,
but we still have to go to Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah, we do. I believe Hawaii is lovely this time of year. So, of all of the unexpected states, which have been your favorite? And by unexpected, you know, the sort of the Utahs, the New Mexicos, the Arizonas, the ones you wouldn't associate.
Oregon, I think, is really beautiful. The West Coast, yeah. Some of those Oregon and Washington State are so beautiful. And, you know, New Mexico is surprisingly beautiful. The white sands and all those kind of wonderful.
Alamogordo.
Kentucky was actually strangely lovely as
really
well.
Really beautiful. It's a diverse and
Kentucky's in rolling hills.
Country.
Is that what it is around the Appalachians?
Yeah, but also. There are gorges because there's lots of sort of significant rivers that carve their way down through beautiful rocks and Red River Gorge.
Gorgeous,
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
The other thing that I want you to explain to me is, did any of you believe, because you all have a musical background to some degree, and my understanding was that people who have musical backgrounds, particularly academic musical backgrounds, they either go into academia, teach music, or at a certain point they have to go and get real jobs. You guys have managed to make a successful career out of music for decades. That's a remarkable achievement. Did you think it would be possible?
You know what? It's amazing. My dad still asks me, when are you going to get a real job? and I keep telling him, well, I'm due to retire now shortly. So it is amazing. I think if you look at it, it's a massive success story in any kind of level of music, because everything is so bite-sized these days. If you get a career for 5 years as an entertainer, as a performer, you're deemed to have had a successful career. So we feel very grateful for the fact that we have lasted 25 years. And we
Is it 25? Is that
yes, it's
incredible. And to keep going after the pandemic too, they killed all entertainers' careers, as I'm sure you know.
It's why we look like this.
Why our stubble is white.
You're very well preserved, gents, for those of you who can't do it. Listening in black and white. The other thing, though, is it's not just that you have managed to sustain the career with the success that you have. You've also had to head off an awful lot of competition, because one of the big moments of flattery is that people imitate, and you get a whole series of people trying to ride your coattails. It has never eaten into the success.
No, I mean, we actually originally, I mean, there'll be arguments about this, but we originally started as the original group in 1995, even before, you know, and then 25 years as the Celtic Tenors together when we got our first record deal. But yes, of course, when we're traveling out, there are the German tenors, the young German tenors, the geriatric tenors, the Texas redneck tenors.
Yeah, the 12 tenors.
The 12 tenors.
The Kerry tenors. The Irish master tenors.
Incredible.
The Irish tenors. The three Irish tenors. The young master Irish yeah, goblin tenor.
You get the idea, Anton. You get the idea. But yeah, no,
we're not bitter at all.
To your point, because there were so many of them, it kind of became a thing for a while in Ireland. Yeah. I think that might have passed now, and we have managed to burnish through and sort of be the one that survived. Or I don't know.
In fact, from when we started with Pat Egan all those years ago, 25 years ago as well, he had us at one time as the young Irish tenors. That wouldn't work now.
It was flawed from the beginning.
What does it do to the voices? Does it take a toll? Because you do the kind of singing where, you know, it's not like you're doing whispered ballads. Like, you're giving it loads.
Whiskey in the jar.
I honestly think, and this is the beauty of being a trained tenor as such, and we all come from that shared background of the classical and opera. I think you actually mature, you get better as you get older. Now, there's very few things in the world. An actor possibly is the same. As they mature, they get better. If you're looking after your voice properly, and we are all still diligent, we're doing our exercises every day, vocal exercises, we keep on top of the voice, we look after ourselves physically, which I think, you know,
don't be fooled with how we look.
you know, if
love them out
running before breakfast every morning.
Yes, he does. But you,
a mile of crawl every morning before does. Breakfast. You wouldn't think it to look at me, but I am.
He's very buoyant.
Careful now. But it is important.
It's not whiskey and cigarettes, then.
No, definitely not.
But hang on, I disagree in some way. Some ways, I think you said the trained singer. I'm not sure you actually need to be the trained singer. Look at Willie Nelson. He's 90,
yes, exactly.
Whatever he is now, and he's just released his 159th
album. But he's not singing opera.
No,
tenor,
but he's singing with character. And I would argue that.
But he was always a bit whispery and gentle with Willie. He was never given it. Never given it the full depth.
Tom Jones.
You're always on my mind.
A great example of somebody who has sustained a 60-year career at this point and still sounds incredible.
Tipple for the women.
Well, I'm sure he'd be delighted to hear that.
I should say, we were talking about the guys touring. Why have you never managed to get to Alaska or Hawaii?
Yeah, you need to talk to our manager.
Yeah, be nice.
It's too far.
Because as nice as Washington State is, if I was doing the list of where do we need to get to, I would have had Hawaii a little further up the track.
We've done Tahiti. We've done all sorts of sort of specific places. We've even done shows in Ushuaia, the youngest, the most southern town in the continents of America. You know, we've done amazing places. We really have.
This may be a stupid question. Do you struggle with altitude? Because some of the places that you talk about, like if you take Arizona, you're 7,000 feet up, you get ready.
Yeah, Denver and stuff,
We did in Park City in Utah, I remember. It was way up in the mountains. I was thinking, gosh, I'm really out of breath and everything. Yeah. Shenandoah or Acapella Shenandoah, taking breaths everywhere. And I was thinking, what altitude are we at here at 7,000 feet or whatever, you know?
Well over a mile.
It really does make a difference.
But
definitely.
Interestingly enough, they have an oxygen tank at the side of stage
They really do.
In fact, at halftime, I think I had to use it in one of the shows.
Came on, helium voice after this.
As opposed to the time that you had it.
They genuinely have oxygen for you to catch back on.
Yep. And chocolate.
If you do want to see the guys, you don't have to fly to Hawaii and coax them over there. They are going to be touring Ireland through November. So on the 1st of November, they're in the Town Hall in Galway. 3rd of November, Cork Opera House. 10th of November, Gaiety Theatre. 17th, then the INEC. And it says here that you're also... Oh, sorry, 17th of December, then, they're in the National Opera House. I thought you were doing the two in the one day. That'd be a very good turnaround. And then I assume back on a plane over to the US. Is that the plan?
Yeah,
the Irish States and Wexford. We're at the end of November, beginning of December in Canada.
Four orchestras with the Halifax Symphony. That's going to be lovely.
Yep.
Do you still enjoy it?
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
There is a buzz still and everything.
There is that element. We're together a long time. We're like brothers at this point. So we have good days and bad days and we'll shout at each other and we'll like laugh brothers. At each other. But when we go on stage, everything just goes away. All the issues. It's the thing that we all...
And we sing in harmony.
Genuinely love.
Well, enjoy it. And as I say, if you want to see the guys, they are touring through Ireland through November and in December. So Town Hall Theatre, Galway, Cork Opera House, Gaiety, INEC, and then the December gig just before Christmas is on in the National Opera House in Wexford. Big thank you to Matthew Gilson and James Nelson and Daryl Simpson, the Celtic Tenors.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.